following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Friends don't let friends insult the motorcycle gang.
What did you say?
Friends don't let friends raise exotic animals.
Good kitty.
And friends definitely don't let friends smoke. Especially when there's an e-cig that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing. The Enjoy King. So for everything friends do, return the favor. Give them an Enjoy King electronic cigarette. Cigarettes, you've met your match. Available at participating 7-Eleven, Walgreens, and other retailers nationwide. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at enjoy.com.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter with you live today from Cunningham's for the next 2 hours as we get ready and are in the middle of National Letter of Intent Signing Day. The Lopers will have a special program here from 11:30 until 1 o'clock. We're going to talk with the head coach, Daryl Morris, right about 12 noon. Then we'll talk with the offensive and defensive coordinators Andy Siegel and Bob Crocker in that half hour. But it's not just football today for the Lopers. They've got basketball going on. We'll talk with coaches Kropp and Cheney later on this hour. We're going to talk a little wrestling and track at the end of the show, closer to 1 o'clock. Plus, we're going to get on to the Huskers with Brian Munson of BigRedReport.com coming up in just a few minutes to start our next break. But it's a very busy time, and it looked like it didn't take long. Most of these kids getting their letters of intent in. In fact, the last time I checked, about 9:30, 20 of the 26 were in for the Huskers, which turned out to be 25 because they did lose one today in Blake McLean, who switched over to South Carolina. He was one of the late ones to even commit to Nebraska, but now he's going to South Carolina. And he was, as I saw from a few of the folks, they thought maybe the number two or three player talent-wise in this class coming into the weekend.
A bit of a loss for Nebraska, but you can't be too surprised that he stays home. You know, he grew up not too far from the campus of South Carolina, and if their program was horrible, and there was a time about 15, 20 years ago, South Carolina football wasn't very good, you can understand why people might want to flee away from there. Him deciding to stay at home, that doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, I was kind of surprised Nebraska got as close as they did.
Well, Nebraska trying to do what they can, and we will talk with Brian Munson about that, and we will talk in the next couple of hours about everything that's going on with the Huskers, the Broncos, and especially the Lopers, and we want to invite you to come down and join us today. The Broncos, the Huskers, the Lopers, that's our talk here, but our Loper link actually is going to go basically the whole 2 hours here today on ESPN Radio, so we'll talk with that coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So we invite you to come down, enjoy a little lunch, the wing special today. As it is every Wednesday, 8 wings, get a beverage, and knock it down and enjoy this Wednesday and get ready for Loper athletics, getting into a big basketball game tonight with Hayes.
1 degree outside, you need hot wings, you know? I mean, hot wings. So you warm yourself up from the inside, and it'll be really exciting to see the UNK tonight against Fort Hayes. That's always a lot of fun. It's a great rivalry. They could play tiddlywinks, and people would still go and want to watch it. It'd be a lot of fun. And, in fact, one of the more exciting games was a few years ago when Fort Hayes State was defending national champion and undefeated, and UNK was able to defeat them.
That was a few years ago. 20?
No, it wasn't that long. It was.
No, don't scare yourself.
It was 10 or 12.
I'm serious. Don't scare yourself. Look that up, how long ago that was.
I'm just pointing out how long
we've been here and how old we are.
Yeah, that may very well be true, but that was a great game, and it'll be whenever they get together, it'll be exciting. It'll be a lot of fun.
I again have to go with this point. This is the only MIAA rivalry that matters to me. Because as I've said many a times, you're accustomed to being with Fort Hayes State. Then Fort Hayes State was in the RMAC. People of my genre, people that went to Kearney State or UNK at the time, can associate themselves with Fort Hayes State. There are folks that have been lifelong Kearneyites that do have associations with some of the other MIAA schools from the old Central States Conference. But this, Fort Hayes State, is the one mainstay that really didn't miss a whole lot of time from UNK's time in the RMAC when they switched over to the MIAA.
Well, it was all three conferences. The CSIC, they played. When they were an independent, they played. When they were in the Rocky Mountain Conference together, they played. It was a pretty good rivalry there. And now that they're both in the MIAA, again, that's been able to kind of continue. They have been that one kind of continual team that you kind of have. So it is that great rivalry. And I'll be honest with you, in football, I kind of miss the Wayne game. You know, I miss playing UNO every year, you know, because those were great rivalries. And I understand that now you're exclusively within your conference because there's so many teams in the MIAA that are playing football that you play everybody in your conference. And that's okay. But I kind of miss those old rivalries as well. Hayes has not been one of those that's ever been old, though. It's always been around.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and we are looking forward to seeing them come in tonight. The doubleheader starts at 5:30. The Hayes women are ranked 25th. The Hayes men are ranked 23rd in the country. So looking forward to bringing you some chat about that as we move on along the show today. But our first half hour or so will be on the Huskers. The last 90 minutes or so will be on the Lopers with some intermittent updates on what else is going on out there. But, Randy, Nebraska's recruiting class, this is the thing that, again, makes me chuckle. Anywhere from 28th to 40th. I think that's a pretty wide gap. And ESPN, the ESPN recruiting analysts, as I've watched here, as they've got a little more involved in this from Rivals and Scout, Nebraska always seems to have the, however you want to look at it, they're 40th in ESPN. They're 28th and 30th in Scout and Rivals. So higher, lower, however you want to say it, the worst, I guess you would say, perennially seems to be from ESPN, and I'm wondering why that is.
I don't really have a great answer. We can sit here and talk about conspiracy theories all you want, but you know, if you go back in your research 4 years before Nebraska won back-to-back national titles in 94 and 95, they weren't top 10 in terms of recruiting. I think they were rated higher than 40th, but I don't think they were in the top 10. Last year, the top recruiting class in the country went to Mississippi. Does anybody think Ole Miss is going to win a national title in the next 4 or 5 years? Now, this year, people think the best recruiting class is at Alabama. I'm not willing to take that bet when I talk about Alabama. They may very well
win. Yeah, but I'm not going to take that bet on Mississippi either. For the main fact, Auburn. Auburn.
Well, you can jump up there, but I understand that where you can get good and you can get good very quickly. You know, Notre Dame, if you want to talk the year before, they got into the national championship game and weren't very good the year before that. I mean, I get that happens, but I just not really ready to buy that. Just there isn't that direct correlation to how well you get that class. Do you become? Now, is it important? Absolutely. You're only as good as your players. I don't care what anybody says. You can coach them up. You can make them better. You get them in the right spot, all that stuff. But, boy, talent and ability and size and strength, those are awfully tough things to – if you got those, you got a pretty good start. You know, it's hard to make a brick house out of straw. And if you've got good athletes, you got pretty good bricks to be building with.
You know, the thing that I love about you, which is many, but
that's like the nicest thing you've ever said.
I can't wait until Danny and then in some time Grant start having their their kids so you can be a grandpa, because you are going to be a pretty darn good storyteller, and you are going to carry on some of the words that will pass along that are wiped out, you know, curmudgeon and persnickety and tomfoolery and many others.
Curmudgeon, you
will be able to pass that along.
I will embody curmudgeonry.
What is wrong?
How did we get to this point?
Well, I invite you to join us.
Well,
I guess,
that's because you tried to compliment me, and I know that doesn't come naturally to you. That's okay.
Folks, you can still join us on the program today if you want to come down to our Cunningham's spot today for the Doug and Daddy Show with a special Loper signing day party going on until 1 o'clock. We invite you to do so. I know there'll be some folks down that obviously always love the Lopers, and if you are the occasional Loper fan, this is a good day to get updated on all the sports that are going on at UNK. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. Again, we're going to talk with Kevin Chaney and Tom Kropp between 11:30 and noon, and then head football coach Daryl Morris, Andy Siegel, Bob Crocker, the coordinators, from 12 to 12:30. We'll even give it a little wrestling and track talk in the last segment of the show with Mark Bauer and Brady Bonzel, because the Charlie Foster Classic is this weekend. The Lopers are home for two duels this weekend, and we'll talk all about that, and they've got a special ceremony for the unveiling of another national championship banner. So that's all going on today.
That's a pretty busy day.
Also, folks, we want to remind you that Bo Pelini's press conference is today at 2:30, and we will have all of that action for you and all of the response at 2:30-ish here on ESPN Radio. So we want you to stick around for that. Again, 888-455-ESPN if you want to join us. Of course, probably the best way today is to tweet us or to Facebook us or to email us, the Twitter, at ESPN 1460-1550. The Dent Popper inbox, as always, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, you can always Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. There are a few other things just before we get totally into the football here that I want to talk basketball just a little bit. Iowa now has kind of fallen down. Once everybody thinks that Iowa has enough talent to win the Big Ten Conference, they've struggled here a little bit. Watched that game last night because basically there wasn't a whole lot else going on. And not at the expense of Hastings, but I know you had Coach on last week. Time to start paying attention again, and we've had a good chunk of the games here on ESPN Radio, but Kearney High boys and girls for a Class A combination are about as hot as anybody right now.
Well, absolutely, very hot. You know, but they've won after starting off very poorly, the guys won, 5 of 6? And the one game they lost was at the Birdcage on a play where they actually had a shot at the end of the game to win that one and steal that one on the road. They're playing very, very good. And they've been in a lot of games. If you take a look at their scores, yeah, they haven't won those early games, but they were in those games. So you knew they weren't too far removed from that. I'm with you. I don't think there's anybody that wants a piece of Kearney High boys or girls basketball right now because they're playing really, really good ball, very smart basketball, especially on the guy's side. And on the girl's side, they can get points from a lot of different areas. And that was one thing that they were kind of lacking the last few years. Usually it was only one or two girls that could score for them. Now they can get their points from a lot of different sources.
Also, the update from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament has just come out, and we will continue to cover that tomorrow. We will cover the quarterfinal games in Ravenna on Classic Hits, and then the semifinals will all be played on Friday. Here's what they've decided to do. The top bracket girls game, which would be the Kearney Catholic Adams Central winner against the St. Paul Donovan Trumbull winner. That will be played at 4:30 in the old gym. The bottom bracket game, which has Centura and Ravenna as the top seeds there, that would also be at 4:30 in the new gym, to be immediately followed by the boys' semifinals. So we will be bringing you those games on Classic Hits 98.9, and then the championship games will be on Saturday. The Fort Kearney and Twin Valley Conference boys will play their quarterfinal action tonight, and then they will be on schedule going in tomorrow, and we will have the semifinals Thursday and Friday, and the final Saturday from the Vero Event Center here on ESPN Radio. I want to thank Sean Fairbanks and all the folks here at UNK. They've got a nice PowerPoint presentation they'll put up, so even the guys that have signed, you'll be able to see, you get some stats on them. I mean, if you've followed Sean Callahan around and has come to our Husker lunches, this will be somewhat similar to that you'll get to see a little bit more in this day and age about what's going on with recruiting for the Lopers.
Yeah, and, you know, nice little segue between all the Husker talk we're going to have as well as a Loper talk because Freedom Akamaledun, if that name is somewhat familiar to Loper fans, because Ala Coyote Akamaledun is his older brother. Let's just call him Junebug, okay?
Way to practice that.
Well, I had. It took a long time, and I'm still not sure I get it right. But if you say it quick enough, people will go, oh, yeah, that's how you say it.
By the way, Randy, you mentioned the UNK beating of the Fort Hayes. Dave says the year UNK beat Fort Hayes was 1997.
Well,
my senior year at Kearney High.
It wasn't
17 years ago.
It wasn't 20 years ago.
It wasn't 10. Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you very much. It's all about being right on this show.
I'm verified.
It's all about being right.
It wasn't 20 years ago. So I had that right.
Folks, we are down here at Cunningham's. Whether you're a huge Loper fan or not, any day of the week, you can come in and enjoy great lunch, great afternoon specials. Of course, the coldest draft beer in town, and they're open 7 days a week. They were bummed about how unexciting the Super Bowl was on Sunday, but it was still a great time. So anytime there's something going on or you just want to make something go on, Cunningham's is the place for you. We invite you to join us, and we'll have a lot of Loper talk from 11:30 to 1. But when we come back, Brian Munson, Big Red Report, here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Roses for Valentine's are always a perfect gift, you know that. This year, wow her. With a beautiful bouquet, one she'll love from 1-800-Flowers.com. They're the rose authority. Now, right now, and this stuff runs out, 1-800-Flowers.com has a limited time offer. Make her smile. Available only through Wednesday. Here's what you do. Order 24 stunning, multicolored roses. I have them at home right now. Only $29.99. Plus, just $10 more. Upgrade to red roses. That's really an amazing offer. Two dozen roses, $29.99, but the deal ends Wednesday. And only while supplies last, and they will run out. You have to order now or it'll be too late. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Do it from your desktop, even a mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter my name, Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name.
My fellow Nebraskans, it's time to take the training wheels off your beer.
Taste Thunderhead's Cornstalker Dark Wheat. Dark, rich flavor, but not so heavy you have to chew it. Cornstalker's taste will make wheat Nebraska's favorite grain.
Corn, we're coming to get you.
Find Cornstalker Dark Wheat at thunderheadbrewing.com or in your favorite store.
If they don't have it, you need a new favorite store. Thunderhead, because life is too short to drink bad beer.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect for our listening area early today. We'll see partly sunny skies and breezy northwest winds with a cold high near only 7 above zero. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 3 above.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug and Randy Bush Cutter with you at Cunningham's Journal of the Loft on the Bricks, north end of the Bricks, downtown Kearney, for a special National Letter of Intent signing day. Doug and Daddy's show in conjunction with the University of Nebraska at Kearney and the Lopers. We're going to get to talk to football coaches, basketball coaches, wrestling coaches, track coaches. They're all busy because they didn't have to go to class last night or teach class, as the case may be. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Yesterday, we asked you which did more to help or hurt Peyton Manning's legacy, winning his fifth MVP, which is positive, getting the single-season passing touchdown and yards record, positive, or the way they lost the Super Bowl on Sunday, negative. Randy, your vote?
I'm with the positive. It's a team sport. You don't win every football game. He was good enough to get his team close to the top, wasn't able to do it. I think the positive stuff is really who Peyton Manning is.
Yeah, I voted on winning the fifth MVP. That came in last in our little poll here. But 50% says getting the single-season passing touchdown and yards record. 31% said losing the Super Bowl will tarnish his legacy. 19% said winning his fifth MVP. Let's get to our Midtown Mart Cooler question today. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Randy, how closely do you follow National Signing Day? Very closely. You just can't live without it. You're psychotic. You keep up with it all the time. Somewhat closely, you like to know when Nebraska picks somebody up, or you don't pay attention at all and wait till they hit the field.
It's somewhat closely. Again, I think that there can be overstated, but again, you can't build a strong wall with straw. So you need to have those good, solid players to be able to build your program with. So you do pay some attention to it. But again, I just don't think that you know exactly what a kid's going to be until they've finished developing.
Well, you can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. A guy that follows it more than very closely is Brian Munson of Big Red Report and Scout.com. He joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter on ESPN Radio. Brian, thanks so much for the time on this busy day.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing okay, but it's kind of like when you sell Christmas presents. Actually, when Christmas Day's here, you get to take a little bit of a breath.
Yeah, it starts early. I mean, I've been up rolling around and you know, just in bed rolling around anticipating the day. It's just about 4:30 this morning, and I kind of got started about 5:30 because you're looking at 6:30 East Coast time. And those guys can start signing at 7 o'clock. So it's one of those days. It's a long day. And I think in retrospect, when you look back to the entire year and the months that leads up to it, it's kind of like wrapping a Christmas gift. It takes you a lot longer to do than to unwrap it, you know, and the carnage that's there on today, you look back at the months and months of work and you realize you got to start all over again come tomorrow.
Brian, Randy Bushcutter here. How do you think Nebraska did? I mean, how would you grade their overall performance in terms of how they were able to recruit?
Well, I thought pretty well. I mean, obviously, you would have liked to have seen them hold on to Blake McLean this morning. That was a tough blow for the class. I thought Blake was a guy that was in my top eight of the class when I did an article about who like the top third of the group was. I mean, Blake, I think, came in at number three or number four for me. I mean, that was a very talented individual to lose to South Carolina very late in the process. And I just don't think it can be said enough. I mean, it was clear that the family had a lot to say about how far away he was going to go to school, and I think that played a lot into it. And I know that, you know, being a father, that you don't want to stand in the way of what your children want to do. I think you want to have your say and give them your two cents, but not be an overriding influence. I think that part of the process, to me, has always been the part that kind of hurts me the worst, to understand, you know, what some of these kids go through to work to put themselves in a position. And they want to go to a school, and somebody stands in their way and tells them they can't go. But I think with McLean, that's a tough one to go ahead and kind of handle. Then Nebraska didn't get anybody else on top of that. No Deshaun Blair, no Kenyon Freeson. So I think the class ended up just about where you thought it was going to. You know, I think Nebraska did come up, you know, maybe one wide receiver short, just because you think about Monte Harrison in the long term of this class. I don't know if he ever ends up getting to Lincoln. You know, I think that he could have used another true offensive tackle, a long guy like a Freeson, and that guy is not going to be there. And then I think you really would have liked to have a guy like McLean that looks a little bit like a Peyton Newell that's ready to go as a three or a five kind of hybrid kind of player, and he came up short there again. So it's one of those things, though. He can't fault the effort. These guys were really working it down the stretch.
So Brian, is it safe to say that who Nebraska didn't get probably outweighs who they did?
No, I wouldn't say that necessarily either. I think whenever you talk about signing day, there is a fair amount of overshadowing. You know, you tend to look past the 25 and think about the three that weren't there, and I think it's some sour grapes, you know, type of situation. You know, where you sit there and you're going, you're kind of saying, well, had those three in there would have been really nice, but you're forgetting about what really is there, the other part of the harvest. I think Nebraska had a great class. I think you got a guy like Joe Keels. Joe Keels became so important down the stretch. But particularly when you start talking about Avery Moss not being able to come back for the 2014 season, particularly when you start talking about Darius Slade, who previously decommitted, and then you take into consideration today with McClain, Joe Keel's importance to this class and to this team, it's vital. I mean, you can go ahead and pencil his name in opposite Randy Gregory, in my opinion, for the start of the 2014 season. I think that those two guys are very similar in a skill set, even though if you look at them on paper, Keel's is considerably larger than Gregory actually was. He's more of a 275-pound guy, and Gregory's around that 235, 240-pound mark. But they both are very athletic, and I think that was a big thing for Nebraska in the class. I think they also needed to find a guy that could do a little bit more in the box and then move a little bit better laterally than some guys they have currently on the roster at the Mike linebacker position. You know, Mike Rose really stepped up. They needed to find a cornerback, Byerson Cockrell, Trey Mosley. I think a guy like Chris Jones is totally overshadowed. And then I think the inside guys, you know, on the offensive line, you start talking about Tanner Farmer and DJ Foster and Nick Gates, you got to feel really good about the offensive line commitments they got today.
Brian Munson, BigRedReportScout.com. You sound like some of the high school coaches I talked to. I think you just talked about every single kid on the recruiting list. But, Brian, I must ask you, usually there's one or two that we haven't seen sign yet, and I know it was probably about an hour ago that I looked, and I know that we had 20, and I know that McClain was out. Are we still waiting on a couple pieces of paper?
No, I think we're all in. I mean, I think the last guy to come in was DeAndre Wills, and he had a very late ceremony at his high school. It was a 10 o'clock ceremony. I know that it was a very long ceremony. They were going to watch highlight film and have this signing day deal, and I think the press was there for him. And I think the other one, of course, was Nick Gates, and Nick Gates was, you know, 2 hours behind, you know, when it comes to just time zones. So those were the last two that were in, and I don't think we're waiting on anybody else. I know people were asking me about Robert Lockhart, the junior college wide receiver. Well, he does not have any paperwork to sign. Academically, there's some questions about whether or not he could get out. It sounds like the book has not been completely shut on him, though, when it comes to, you know, potentially rejoining the team. He could be a guy that we're talking about in that June-July time frame to get some things figured out, does some online classes that can count towards him transferring, and then he can get to Nebraska sometime before August. Otherwise, you start talking about maybe he can re-enter the picture sometime in December.
Brian, it seems to me that Nebraska, they can't just recruit in Nebraska. You know, Texas doesn't have to leave the state to get a great recruiting class. Nebraska has to be all over the place. Yeah, but I want to
interrupt you because I just saw an interesting tweet. The University of Texas did not get any of the top 9 Texas kids. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, so, obviously, they still can fill it up without getting the top 9.
Because there's a billion of them. Yeah,
because there's a million of them. So, how do you think Nebraska did? How is the Nebraska national brand in terms of being able to recruit from one end of the country to the other?
I think it's obviously still there. I mean, Nebraska was in Jacksonville for a week and a half, you know, and you look at what they were able to do down there in that short amount of time. I think then you also, you tell Charlton Warren, go ahead and put on a different shirt and go into the states of Alabama and the states of Georgia and the state of Florida where he's used to recruiting for Air Force Academy and tell him to go ahead and have an impact. Well, he had an impact. The national brand, I think, for Nebraska is there. I think it's one of those things that Nebraska, you know, is they do things a little bit differently. They're going to target people right now. There's offers out there already on the table to a lot of kids for 2015. You know, and I think Nebraska obviously feels like they're stronger in some areas nationally than they are in others, and I feel like that's a safe assumption. You know, I think that they should feel relatively good in the 500-mile radius of Lincoln. I feel like they should, you know, that presence should be growing into the Big Ten footprint. I think they should feel good about that as well, because I think they want to continue to get bigger in the Big Ten footprint, and I think that they're relevant there. And I think you go ahead and you add a guy like Warren to the staff because you want to stay relevant in the Southeast. And I think that was one thing, guys, that Nebraska, I think, hoped they were going to get that with Coach Terry Joseph. And it just never came along with him. That was one thing that I feel like he just failed to live up to the hype with was the recruiting side of Terry Joseph and the impact that he could have, because he was pulling guys out of Georgia to Knoxville that Nebraska felt like that if he had that chance to go ahead and bring those guys to Lincoln, that they would be able to do something with that and capitalize on that. And it just never happened.
just a minute left here because I know, Brian, you're very busy, got stuff to do, but I got a couple more questions for you. First off, folks, go to BigRedReport.com. You can see that Brian loves Joe Keels and Nick Gates, and then he's got Tanner Farmer, DJ Foster. Lincoln and Highlands connection there is two top players coming in. I do want to ask you briefly, because we had Luke Gifford on the show again yesterday, and I asked him, when the Iowa press conference occurred, were you and your buddies that you had kind of associated with in this class nervous? And he said, yes, they were. It seems a long time ago since that occurred, and it doesn't seem to have hurt Coach Pelini. I just wanted to know your assessment on that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was one of those things, you know, behind closed doors that even, you know, I was getting text messages from other members of the media, you know, wondering what I had heard. I mean, I'm 700 miles away. but I think what they do when they reach out to a guy like me is that you're hoping that I get a better pulse because I deal a lot more with the recruits, and those guys are going to get a little bit more honest answer, I think, from the assistant coaches. It definitely feels like that's a lot further away than just the Friday after Thanksgiving. Let's just put it that way. I think that a lot of that has to do with the bowl victory, which was very big, securing that ninth win for six seasons in a row now for Bo Pelini. And I think also the way that they finished out in recruiting. I think that if they came out, you know, because there was so much of the class that needed to still be finished up on, that they needed a strong December and January to put it all together. And I felt like they really worked hard during those months, despite having that longer dead period there around the holiday time.
And, Brian, real briefly, already four commits for 2015. Who knows how solid they will be. Plus, we find out today that the assistant coaches get their contract extended, but only two of them get minimal pay raises. Just maybe a quick thought on each of those.
Well, I think that you'll hear something still about Tim Beck coming down the pipe. I think Coach Ells has done a lot of great things for the recruiting coordinator side of Nebraska. I think he's had a lot of good junior day stuff like that. And I think the 2015 class is off to a great start. The limit there, of course, is going to be the number of kids that they can get. I think you're looking at a class that tops out at 17, 18 kids, and that's going to be it. So you're talking about a class that's going to be about two-thirds as big as the one we signed today.
All right, buddy. We know it's a busy day, and Scout.com likes Nebraska's class a little bit better than a couple other recruiting sites, so that's why we like you so much.
Well, hey, guys, it's been great all season. I look forward to working with you guys next year as well.
The boys in Vegas did not send any of your money back with me, so you must have took it all a couple weeks ago.
They got their fair share, trust me.
All right, take care, Brian. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, guys, see ya.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. It is part of our National Letter of Intent signing day, getting a good look at the Huskers. And, Randy, all of the commits. I mean, we know that Blake McLean went to South Carolina this morning, but they're not waiting on anybody. There's nobody wavering right now, and that's got to be a good feeling. Coach Pelini will speak about it at 2:30.
Well, yeah, and you never really know until that paperwork is in. You can tweet it, but it isn't official until the paperwork is actually sent out there. So it does sound like they're going to be able to keep everybody, and I think they kind of knew that the South Carolina kid definitely was a possibility that they might lose him to the hometown school.
We are going to take a break here. Our T&L recruiting update is brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Don't forget to assure many more years of reliable irrigation. Schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today. Performing the basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. So call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. We see that some of the greatest Loper football players in history have just arrived, so we're fired up about that. When we come back, though, we're going to talk a little bit of basketball. Kevin Chaney and Tom Kropp to preview tonight's big games with Fort Hays. Stay with us. We're live at Cunningham's. Join us between now and 1 here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Roses for Valentine's are always a perfect gift, you know that. This year, wow her with a beautiful bouquet, one she'll love, from 1-800-Flowers.com. They're the Rose Authority. Now, right now, and this stuff runs out, 1-800-Flowers.com has a limited time offer available today only. Here's what you do. Order 24 stunning multicolored roses. I have them at home right now. Only $29.99. Plus, just $10 more, upgrade to red roses. That's really an amazing offer. Two dozen roses, $29.99, but the deal ends today. And only while supplies last, and they will run out. You have to order now, or it'll be too late. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Do it from your desktop, even a mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter my name, Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect for our listening area early today. We'll see partly sunny skies and breezy northwest winds with a cold high near only 7 above zero. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 3 above.
Doug and Daddy Show back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation on an Icebox Wednesday, but it's comfortable here at Cunningham's. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you until 1 o'clock, and we are pleased to be part of this first tradition that we're getting going here with UNK. It is their first football signing day luncheon. We're here until 1 o'clock. We're going to talk more than just football because it is a very busy time, although starting just afternoon, Daryl Morris, Andy Siegel, Bob Crocker all scheduled to join us. But right now, let's get this Loper Link underway, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Good crew on hand, and we expect, despite the weather, the roads should be decent enough to get out, and Hayes is coming to town tonight for the doubleheader, Randy.
Yeah, well, that'll keep you warm, you know, because there'll be a lot of energy there.
A lot of yelling.
Coaches kind of said that they really kind of want to get them.
Yeah. Kevin Chaney with us here, head women's basketball coach. Kev, again, it seems like there's a lot of good things going on with the program. You just want a few more W's, and those W's seem to happen at home. And our old friend Tony Hobson, the ex-Hastings College coach, is going to be on the other bench. I know that rivalry never made, you know, you weren't here at the time, but Kearney and Hastings fans know all about it. Big game tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I learned all about it when I got here, trust me. So I know the history there, and I'm just as excited as the players are. We want Hayes here, and, you know, we're excited about the game tonight. It is a big rivalry, and, you know, there it's an arch-rival game. There's not a whole lot of good feelings amongst the teams, and, you know, we want the win tonight. We really do. So we want to put our best foot forward tonight and see if we can get that W. We had some real good practices leading up to it. We've been playing well. You know, like you said, you know, want a couple of more, you know, a few more W's to, you know, we're close to a lot of teams, played Emporia real well last week, number 3 in the country. And, you know, we were right there with 3 minutes to go in the ball game with an opportunity to win it. So, hopefully taking that next step, improving some things and getting Fort Hayes tonight.
with haze, it's also white out, you know, trying to have as much energy as possible. The kids are going to be around on campus. It really should be a very, very fun environment. What do you really kind of see as being a key element to you guys, for you guys tonight?
Well, you know, the white out, the marketing department has done a great job in promoting the game, you know, having fans there. But really for us tonight is taking something away. You know, it's important for us to get in that game tonight. We know what Hayes wants to do, and we want to take whatever that first choice is that they want to do, we want to take it away from them tonight and make them beat us with their second best and their third best. But that's what we want to do tonight. We want to execute what we and take tempo of the game away from them and play Loper basketball. That's what our goal is tonight.
And this is a strange part of the schedule, and we're not going to beat this to death because we've already done that, but you played Washburn last week. They're your next game. You play Hayes tonight, then three games down the road, you're going to see them again. And in fact, you're going to see two of the better teams in Washburn and Hayes in this league. You've competed with them. What is it that you do think Hayes does well?
You know, Hayes is a great attacking team. I don't think they're great shooters. They're great rebounders. So they're very, very aggressive. They play the type of game where they want to go on runs. And if they can get a 10-0, a 15-0 run, then they really want to put you away. And that's what they've done in the past. They want to make it a physical game. They want to make it a war. And for us to put our battle shoes on and go to war. And that's what they want to make it, a physical type game. We want to execute a little bit better, but we want to keep them off the boards. They'll throw up a shot and just run and get a rebound and get fouled and go to the free throw line. And, you know, they want to make it more of a street ball game where we want to execute a little bit more and be a little bit more fundamental and score within our offense. But then again, we want to get out and run as well, too, because we're a very good transition team.
With a good rebounding team like they are, very instrumental that you guys get good looks at the basket. What do you guys really feel you need to do offensively to make sure? Because if you make the shot, you don't have to worry about rebound.
Right. And that's one of the issues that we've had is, you know, we've had open shots at home and we haven't shot the ball well. So, you know, this last week we've been really taking a lot of extra shots in practice and working hard to knock down those open shots. But we have to pursue the basketball as well. You know, we can rebound. If we miss that first shot, we're a very good offensive rebounding team as well. So rather than sitting and watching Amara do her work inside, you know, and be spectators, you know, we've talked about this week about let the spectators be in the stands wearing white and allow us to get out there and rebound and help each other out. And that's the support that we plan on having tonight is once a shot does go up, I'd love to see three, four of us going to crash those boards. But that's what the goal is for us. We want to crash those boards and get some offensive second and third shots as well, too.
Talking with Loper women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney live at Cunningham's as part of the first football signing day luncheon, which also occurs on a big night for Loper basketball with Hayes coming in, kind of wrapping up this homestand here. Coach, every time I see the box score or read the recap or talk about the Lopers here lately, win, lose, whatever the case is, I'm seeing different names. I'm seeing career highs. I'm seeing season highs, which tells me a couple of things. A, you're pretty healthy right now, and B, you must be playing better or else these gals wouldn't be doing that because it's not just one player, although, as you mentioned, Mara's been pretty consistent for you.
You know, we have been playing better. It's just, you know, we in the last five games have had one person step up and have a career game. And a lot of parents have been asking me, can we have, you know, five people step up at the same time and have a career game? But, we're not as healthy as we may seem, to be honest with you. And that's one of the issues that we have because it affects our depth. But we still have five people out. We're going to put 10 in uniform tonight. And it's just about battling. You know, this is going to be a war tonight. We just want to battle, give it everything we have, and leave nothing out there on the floor. Fort Hayes, I mean, it's not just a regular basketball game for us. It's pride. And we want to win the game for pride. You know, it's our arch rival game, and I can care less how many games they've won versus how many we have. We're just going to lace them up tonight and go after them.
You kind of hinted at the health. How are you guys? I know been a few players that are kind of not practicing to kind of rest up and kind of heal up a little bit? Where are you health-wise?
You know, at the post, Amar Williams, we have Chantel Thomas, who's been injured for the last three games, and she's a big backup. You know, Amara gets a lot of attention, double, triple team, plays about 28 minutes per game. She needs a rest, and we have to have that big coming in to back her up. Chantel, she's not 100%. She's probably going to suit up tonight. Hopefully, we're going to get some quality minutes out of her, but that's going to be big for us. You know, Nicole Arp has a sore foot as well, too. She's been out of practice the last couple of days, but she's going to be ready to go. Whether or not she's going to be 100%, I'm not sure. But, you know, that's just the way it falls as far as injuries go. We have not had good luck with injuries in the last couple of years. But, you know, there's no excuses. You know, we've got enough people to get on that floor and compete, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
Well, it's not too long till it's game time, so we'll let you get back over there, get through the final preparation. See you tonight, and best of luck, Coach. Thanks for giving us some time.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Kevin Chaney, head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. They started off tonight 5:30 against Fort Hays State at the Health and Sports Center. The men's game will follow at 7:30. We're expected to be joined here by head coach Tom Kropp. Then we get into football the next half hour with Daryl Morris, Bob Crocker, Andy Siegel. The last half hour, we'll talk with Mark Bauer and Brady Bonzel. So we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But before we do, I've got some emails to get to. First, this comes from John and Carney as we wrap up a little bit here on the Huskers. He goes, hey, Billy C. had high-ranked players. How did that work out?
Yeah.
Bo will win a Big Ten title, and then recruiting will get easier. Be patient. Sue was just a three-star player. Just keep cheering and go Big Red. And then here's something our friends at Husker Online won't like. This comes from Scott. He goes, unbelievable. The most important day of the year to be a member of Husker Online, and they're down for maintenance. And then he goes on to say, if evidently too many people were freaking out about losing a couple last-minute flips and crashed the site. Still very disappointing when you're a paying customer. Yeah, they've got a big day. They've got so many people checking in on them that they're down a little
bit. They overloaded it. It is what it boiled down to. They crashed the site because so many people were hitting it. Hey, it happens to Amazon, you know, on Black Friday. So, I mean, it happens.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Tom Kropp, the head men's basketball coach here at UNK. Come down and join us for lunch at Cunningham. Support the Lopers. It is their first football signing day luncheon at Cunningham's. I can't wait to ask Coach Kropp if there was this much hubbub when he signed his national letter of intent. We'll do it after this.
Here again, when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter, I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
What is focus? It's the fusion of clarity and alertness. It's when you're in the zone, on top of your game. It's the confidence that comes with saying, I can and I will. It's when you feel like you can do anything, accomplish everything. Because with focus, nothing seems out of reach. So reach for a 5-hour energy and get the feeling of focus you need to get things done. For details and disclaimers, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect for our listening area early today. We'll see partly sunny skies and breezy northwest winds with a cold high near only 7 above zero. I'm weather eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 3 above.
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, rolling on from Cunningham's. Got a great crowd on hand, but there's still room for you to come join us at our first football signing day luncheon for the UNK Lopers. Not only are the Huskers and the Broncos and every other team around the country signing up, but the Lopers are as well. Plus, it's a big basketball night. So come on down and join us. Maybe have one of their great burgers, like the famous Juicy Lucy or Juicy Jack, the Old Blue or the Buffalo Bill. Maybe you get a little barbecue as well. You can create your own masterpiece. They've got salads. They've got pizza. You can get it for yourself. You can get it for the whole table. And to stop in every Wednesday, which is today, get 8 delicious wings for only $5. And don't forget on Thursdays to rehash it all tomorrow, beer and a pub burger for only $6.49. Happy hour from 3 to 6. Get their big-ass beers for only $3.50. Well drinks for only $1.50. It's all right here at Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Again, because I wanted to mention this, did you happen to see, I hardly ever get to see E60, which I think is outstanding on ESPN television, because it's on Tuesdays, it's basketball night, or it's volleyball night, or it is what it is. And in the summer, it's is what it is. You're not inside. But last night, they showed, this is the 30-year anniversary of the Olympics, of Bill Johnson becoming the first downhill skier to win a gold medal, and then kind of his life after that. It's very interesting. If you haven't got a chance to see it, I don't care if you even care about skiing or you never heard of the guy. If you watch all this reality TV, this would be interesting.
E60 tells great human stories. They have to do with sports, but they tell great human stories. It is one of the best shows on television, period. And you're right. You don't have to be a sports fan. No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, if you get a chance, check it out. I know our next guest here has had plenty of gold medals around his neck as well, and he is the men's basketball coach here at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We like to call him the legend, but it makes him blush just a little bit. Tom Crobb, good morning, good afternoon, sir.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Randy. Thank you very much for having me on the program. I can't tell you how much I enjoy your program. Have a lot of mornings. I don't have to go into work until noon, 12:30, and part of my morning I stay around home, do a little house cleaning, and listen to you two guys, and obviously Doug every day, and whoever the co-host is. But I really do enjoy your program and listen to it religiously.
And Randy, I don't know if you know this, and I don't know if the coach remembers, but one of the reasons we had the show from 11, the reason it used to end at 12, is so that Coach Crop could go play his pickup game in the afternoon.
That's right.
He wouldn't miss it.
The Noon Basketball Association.
Well, yeah. I enjoyed those games, but I enjoy listening to you guys too. So now I'd have to make, or then I'd have to make a choice. Now I don't have to make a choice.
I even had played in a few of those, and it was kind of fun until it came to that crunch time. No, then it got a little.
Go stand over there.
Yeah, go stand over there. Go set a pick. Just give me the ball. Get out of the way.
We had a lot of fun.
Hey, we did.
Yep.
Coach, I joked before we went into the break about what National Letter of Intent Signing Day has become. And it's different for different sports at different times, but you obviously had a chance to choose where you wanted to go, choose what sports you wanted to play. What was it like back in when you decided that you wanted to come to UNK?
Well, actually, it was a signing date, and Coach Devaney and Coach Osborne, actually five guys showed up at my house, Coach Devaney, Coach Osborne, Joe Cipriano, his assistant coach was Mo Iba, and they brought along Monty Kiffin, and they showed up in Aurora and showed up about noon, and I told them I wasn't going to sign because I didn't know if I wanted to come to Nebraska or not for sure. And they said, well, they pretty much knew what was going on. My other choice was Kearney State College, and they said, well, listen, the National Letter of Intent has nothing to do with Kearney State College. So you can go ahead and sign with us, and if you still have an interest in Kearney State College, we were an NAIA school.
Yep.
So I went ahead and signed that day, and was planning on being a Cornhusker then for about the next 4 or 5 months until it came down to the first day of classes at UNL. And at that point, I knew I wanted to follow my brother and two sisters out to Kearney State College. So I called my dad, and again, those five guys showed up in my dorm room. So I had a little trouble getting out of there, but my dad picked me up, and we stayed overnight in Grand Island, and he took me to Kearney the next day, and I enrolled at Kearney State College.
Since you went through the recruiting process as an athlete, how has that kind of impacted how you do recruiting as a coach?
You know, it's changed so much, Randy. And another thing I remember that was so amazing is I took a recruiting trip out to the Air Force Academy, and I had to take some tests in that. But they didn't have the 48-hour rule back then. Again, this was in 1971. But I remember I went out to the Air Force Academy, and I stayed for 5 days, and I knew within 2 hours I wasn't going to go there because, you know, I wanted a little discipline, but I didn't want that much discipline. And,
don't want anybody calling you a plebe for crying out loud.
No. And I ended up knowing in 2 hours that I wasn't going to go there, and I ended up having to spend 5 days on campus. So things have changed so much, Randy. There's not nearly this is really neat for you guys to come down here and have all these people to show up. But back in our day, they were allowed to call you, and again, they'd come and see you, but not nearly to the level that it is today.
Talking with Tom Kropp here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at Cunningham's for our first Loper football signing day. But as we've talked with Coach Chaney, big game tonight with Fort Hays, 7:30 for the men following the women's game. And the men are here at UNK, have won their last four. And we talked with Coach Lofton, was it just last week or 2 weeks ago? It seemed like things had started to click. The chemistry had started to come together with Ethan returning and all the new guys that had been a part of this basketball team, which we knew would be. What's most pleasing in this last month of the season here for you?
I'll tell you what's the most pleasing, Doug, is Randy. Basically, when I watched the Super Bowl, I knew it wasn't going to be good for Denver after two series because I could just see that they were just getting pounded inside. And again, Seattle had some great skill players, but you looked at those safeties coming up. They were hitting those guys. There were no yards after contact. And you talk about baseball. They say, well, you got to be strong up the middle. You got to have a good pitcher, good catcher, good center fielder, good shortstop. Good second baseman. Well, in basketball, the game is decided in the paint. That's where the men go in and play. And here's where we're so very fortunate. We are strong in the paint. Since Ethan Brozak has joined us from Lincoln, since Connor Baronic has transferred in, and then we got Mike Dentlinger healthy. So all of a sudden here you have three guys that are 6'6", 6'7", pretty athletic kids, pretty hard-nosed kids that all of a sudden here we've gone from getting pounded in the paint, rebounding and points in the paint, to just turning that completely around and being somewhat dominant in the paint. We have not been as good on the perimeter as we hoped we would be, and that's an area we can get a lot better, and that will improve our team. But the most pleasing thing is when we go out there, we have some guys with some size that are pretty mentally tough, pretty hard-nosed, that really attack the glass and rebound. And anytime you can do that, you have a chance to stay in a lot of games, which we've shown. The last two games, we were down 10 and 13 at half, and then we got pummeled pretty good, but we knew we still had a chance to come back because we are pretty strong inside, and that was the case both games. Tonight, we cannot afford to build a big deficit because this team is coming in as 18-3. Actually, two of the games they've lost were in overtime. They were picked to win the MIAA. They're on a 10-game winning streak, so the margin of error is not there tonight. So we can't afford to get a double-digit deficit at halftime and then hope to come back and win. So we've got to go out there and put 40 minutes together. And if we do put 40 minutes together, we think we have a chance.
It's not a surprise that a Tom Kropp team or a Kevin Lofton coach team is gritty, plays good defense, that sort of thing. This year's team just really seems like you guys got a lot more firepower. You get to score a lot of points. You scored 59 points in the second half against against Washburn. That has to be very satisfying to be able to get points from so many different sources.
It is very satisfying, Randy, and also it gives you a chance to improve as a team, because defensively, Coach Lofton does a great job with our defense, but defensively we have not come anywhere close to our potential. So we're not looking at a team and saying, well, you know, this team is pretty well maxed out. We, in our seven-man rotation, we basically have, starting lineup, we start a freshman, two sophomores, a junior, and then Mike Dentlinger is our only senior. And then off the bench, we have two juniors. So we have a fairly young team that will continue to get better. Tonight would be a big step for us as far as we've won four in a row, but we are playing one of the best two teams in the conference. The other one would be Northwest Missouri. So tonight is a big game for us, and our kids are excited. We haven't had a lot of big games the last few years, so we're excited to step out there and see what happens.
Tom Kropp with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What about past tonight, this little stretch you're on? I know you guys want to get yourself back in a position to play in the postseason.
We do, Randy, and we were very fortunate. We were on the road for when we started on January 4th. We came in and practiced the last day of December. Then we started to practice. Well, we hit a stretch starting January 4th where we were on the road for either all or part of 14 out of 21 days. Guys, I'm 60 years old. That took its toll on me because we had about three road trips where we got back at 3:30 or 4 in the morning. Well, I know it took its toll on me, and I wasn't even playing. So it also took its toll on our kids. So we were very fortunate to have come back and had this homestand. And we've been fortunate to win some of those games. But as we look at the rest of our season, we have seven games left. Four of them are at home, three on the road. After tonight, it will be 3-3, so our schedule kind of evens out. But we were able to come home and take advantage of that homestand and look forward to a home game at night. And then we know that we have three of our last six games on the road. And the thing about the MIAA, they're all really tough teams. There's no RMAC gimmies like a Western State or a New Mexico Highlands, Western New Mexico. But if you want to know the truth, guys, there are two teams in the RMAC that would win the MIAA. That's what's kind of interesting about these conferences. You look at, I think, Fort Hays is ranked second or third. Mines is ranked seven or eighth. And probably the highest-ranked MIAA school is either Northwest Missouri or Fort Hays, ranked about 18th or 19th. And you say, well, the polls, they don't tell that much. And most of the time they don't. But in this particular case, they do. The RMAC has two teams that are just great teams. And then the rest of them are all really good. The RMAC has two great teams, but then toward the bottom of the number of teams, you have some teams there that we used to beat twice a year, every year. There are no teams like that in the MIAA, and there are none left on our schedule that you can go, hey, we ought to be able to beat these guys.
We kind of talked earlier about how special this rivalry is because, yeah. You know, it was an RMAC rivalry. It was a CSIC rivalry. It was a non-conference rivalry. What is it that, you know, you've been through the battles with Hayes. Give us some of your favorite memories and what's special about this rivalry.
Well, first of all, when I was coming down here, I was listening to you two guys on the radio. Did you ever decide how long ago?
17 years. 17 years.
97.
I was thinking
so when
12.
I said 20 years.
I was thinking 12.
Yeah, that's where I was.
You know, here's a nice thing about this. We have never gone away from Hayes. Even when Hayes left the RMAC, we continued to play Hayes. Hayes has been a great rivalry. It was the best rivalry in the RMAC. That includes all the schools with each other. The Kearney Hayes game was the best rivalry in the RMAC. Well, we continued to play even when we were in the RMAC and Hayes was in the MIA. So we kindled that rivalry and kept it alive. the best memories I have from coaching here for 30-some years are games against Hayes. And it's a cordial rivalry. I mean, it's not like we hate each other. I mean, we both at certain times have had a lot of success. And so we're thrilled to death to have them coming in. We have not been very competitive with them the last 4 or 5 years. So we think tonight we have a team that if they step out there and play well, we can make it worth Hayes' while to come to Kearney. And we hope we're able to do that. But the Hayes-Kearney rivalry, as you guys mentioned, is our biggest rivalry and most enjoyable game in the MIAA.
He's the head men's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and many honors during his career, including the National High School Hall of Fame. It is always a pleasure, Tom, to get a chance to chat with you, and we'll let you get back to work and see you tonight.
Doug, Randy, I really appreciate it. And again, I can't tell you how much I enjoy your program, and I speak for myself, but I talk to a lot of people that you guys do a great job, and it's great for not only Kearney but Central Nebraska, and I appreciate you guys, what you do, and really enjoy it. And thank you guys for having me.
Thanks,
on.
Tom.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks
Rick
for the kind
thank
words.
You, Doug.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
You bet.
That's Coach Tom Kropp joining us here live at Cunningham's, part of our Loper football signing day. We're talking about all the winter sports, though. And don't forget the Loper basketball wideout tonight gets underway at 5:30. We will turn it into Loper football, let you know who's coming to UNK. We're here until 1 o'clock. Come down, enjoy some lunch, have a good time at Cunningham's Journal. And we'll be right back on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
One source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!